Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa Real Estate Commission, Public Protection Through Licensing and Regulation. The Iowa Real Estate Commission carries out its mission to protect the public through examination, licensing, and regulation of real estate practitioners. IA real estate professionals operate under this commission's oversight, making its regulatory framework central to your license status and practice requirements. Review the commission's scope and stay current on regulatory obligations at the source link. Iowa Real Estate Headlines, Iowa Public Records Online Directory, new resource for IA property research. An online directory for accessing Iowa public records has been compiled to help users locate official record sources across the state. Real estate professionals in IA can streamline due diligence, verify property histories, and access tax and deed records without navigating multiple county websites individually. Bookmark this centralized hub for Iowa public records to speed up your next property transaction. http://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/IA. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. IA License and Permit Lookup Tool. Verify professional status online. Iowa's state website provides a searchable database for checking the status of personal, business, and professional licenses, permits, and registrations. Real estate professionals in IA can quickly verify their own license standing or due diligence on partners, vendors, and contractors before transactions close. Bookmark htw.iowa.gov/licenses/permits for fast license verification during your next deal. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa County Assessor rolls out property tax resources for IA real estate pros. The Iowa County Assessor has published helpful online resources to estimate property taxes and make real estate inquiries. Accurate property tax estimates and streamlined inquiry tools help IA real estate professionals serve clients faster and close deals with better data. Bookmark the Iowa County Assessor's property assessment page for quick client lookups. /iowacounty.iowa.gov/assessor/property-assessments/. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa County Assessor's Office launches online tools for IA real estate pros. The Iowa County Assessor's Office now provides online access to property assessments, tax credits and exemptions, board of review information, and a real estate search tool. Real estate professionals in IA can quickly verify assessments, research exemptions, and access property records without visiting the office in person. Bookmark iowacounty.iowa.gov/assessor for fast property lookups and client due diligence. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa County launches online real estate and tax lookup tools. Iowa County, Iowa now offers searchable, database-driven online resources for looking up real estate, tax sale, and recorded information. IA real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client service with instant access to official county property records and tax data. Bookmark iowacounty.iowa.gov/real-estate/ for quick reference on Iowa County listings and transactions. Iowa Real Estate Updates. IA Building and Trades License Portal, streamlined access for construction pros. The state of Iowa offers a centralized portal to apply for or renew various licenses within building, construction, and trades. Real estate professionals in IA regularly coordinate with licensed contractors and tradespeople during transactions, inspections, and property improvements. Bookmark dial.iowa.gov/licenses/building to quickly verify contractor license status or guide clients through compliance requirements. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa County Recorder's Office, your hub for real estate documents and records. The Iowa County Recorder's Office provides access to vital and military records, passports, DNR licensing, and real estate documents. Real estate professionals in IA rely on county recorders for accurate property records, title searches, and document filings essential to transactions. Visit https://iowacounty.iowa.gov/recorder/ to access real estate document services directly. Background and context: why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies: title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks. The 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.